Hi, I'm Andrew Burton, editor of SearchDisasterRecovery.com, and I'm here today with David Chapa. David is a senior analyst with the Enterprise Strategy Group. He recently authored a market landscape report entitled Replication Technologies for Business Continuity and Disaster Recovery, which examines BCDR trends and components of BCDR plans and the benefits of replication technologies. How's it going today, David?
Pretty good, Andrew. Thanks a lot for having me again.
Oh, yeah. It's great to have you. So in your report, you note that ESG research indicates improving DR is a key investment area for, you know, businesses that that you surveyed, and that replication would be, you think replication will be playing a key role in the future. So replication's been around for a long time. What's driving interest in it now?
So I think, you know, just from the interest in disaster recovery, I think that's always been top of mind for customers. But I believe that using replication technologies to support business continuity and disaster recovery is becoming more of a trend, simply because the cost of the links has come down considerably, as well as the technology has advanced considerably over the years as well. I mean, you can do a lot with asynchronous replication that you couldn't do before. So I think it's really opening the doors quite a bit. And certainly, I think some of the driving factors behind this as well is virtualization. You know, you hear everyone say that, you know, virtualization changes everything. And the reality is it really does. I mean, it really causes customers that are developing a virtualized infrastructure to kind of rethink how they're going to execute their overall data protection strategy.
Okay. So your report discusses replication options available, you know, such as like CDP versus snapshot, synchronous versus asynchronous, host-based versus array-based. So what technologies are you seeing most deployed like right now?
So I think that all of those technologies are being used across the board. You know, when you think about synchronous and asynchronous technologies, you really divide those up into synchronous being the ones that are used for the high availability solutions, where you need to have the transaction at the primary and then the secondary near simultaneous. And then you have your asynchronous replication, which I think the majority of the solutions are leveraging asynchronous replication to support DR functions. Now, when you look at some of the other technologies that I mentioned in the report, like CDP and snapshots, whether it's host-based or array-based, CDP has been around for a while, just as snapshots has. And I think that what we've seen in the industry is that CDP as a standalone product has been finding it difficult to gain adoption. But CDP, as it's been integrated into other mainstream solutions, has been gaining a lot more use and a lot more deployment in customers' environments. So I'm seeing that quite a bit as well. And then, you know, host-based versus array-based, I think this is a simple one to talk about. You know, for those customers that have like vendors, so the array-based replication from vendor A to vendor A, that makes a lot of sense, because you can deploy your primary, maybe it's a, you know, primary second-tier storage, and you have the same storage array in a destination. You can replicate that between the arrays. And in some cases, it's included in the licensing costs of the array. But for those customers that are managing multiple storage tiers, they're looking at other ways to kind of reduce the complexities and the management of the storage and the replication for DR. And so they'll be looking at some of the host-based type of replication solutions to manage that for disaster recovery purposes.
Okay, great. So you kind of touched on this already a little bit, but, you know, do you really expect something like CDP to grow in popularity? I mean, I always think of it kind of as being sort of a niche play. But like you said, you know, it being available in, you know, more sort of typical backup products, like maybe that could change it. I don't know. What do you think about that?
Yeah, so I think that's where CDP kind of got its it pushed in the corner a little bit, is because it was a bit of a niche play. But if you start looking at some of the vendors that are integrating the CDP technology into their core products, Now customers are being provided more of an opportunity to select the granularity of their replication. Do you want snapshots? And is that going to meet your business needs? Then snapshots it is, and we'll use the snapshot technology. But if your business requirement is that you need much more granular recovery down to the second, then perhaps the CDP approach or model is best suited for that particular customer's environment. So I think by taking those technologies and putting them into more mainstream solutions, it provides customers a lot more choice, which ultimately I think is what we want to give customers. If I'm talking as a vendor, I want to give them as much choice as possible to meet their own goals and objectives for their data protection strategy.
Can you outline some of the findings in your report on data classification?
Sure. You know, data classification, that actually can be a whole market landscape report in and of itself. I didn't go into too deep into the data classification component, only to say that it is very important. As customers are planning their data protection strategy, whether it's for backup recovery or, in this case, as we're talking about, disaster recovery, business continuity, there comes a time when customers really need to understand the value of their data. And you understand the value of the data by classifying that data. And at the highest level, I have always talked about it as mission critical, critical, and deferred. At ESG, we refer to it as tier 1, 2, and 3 data. So data classification is very important. Not all data should be replicated. I think we know that, the same as not all data should be backed up. Not all data needs to be retained for 7 years. But unless you go through the process and that effort of understanding your data, the classification, the characteristics, you're not going to be able to make those choices. So I think, again, as customers are transitioning from physical to virtual, so remember I started at the outset, that virtualization does change things. And in this case, change is a very positive thing for customers if they can embrace it the right way. So as they go through and they transition from physical to virtual, they now have an opportunity to really go through this daunting task of identifying the data that's most critical and then setting up those replication policies for disaster recovery based on the proper tiered levels of their data. So certainly this is something we need to continue to talk about. I didn't go into a great depth in the report, but I can guarantee you that this will be a topic that I will be writing on as well as others from ESG.
All right. Well, that's it for me today, David. Thanks a lot for taking the time to speak with me.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And for more information about replication and other disaster recovery topics, please visit searchdisasterrecovery.com. Thanks for listening.